A new report from Salmon Tasmania says salmon sales are on the rise, with more families buying the fish than ever before. But environmental groups say the industry's claims are misleading, pointing to a major salmon mortality event in March and ongoing concerns about large amounts of antibiotics entering waterways. The Wire's Roche V spoke to marine campaigner Alastair Allen from the Bob Brown Foundation to learn more.
The Salmon Tasmania suffered what can only be described as a catastrophic summer last year with a mass mortality in which millions of their own fish died. And the Australian public was alerted to the cruelty and the suffering and the huge environmental impact of industrial salmon farms in Tasmania. And so I think the public has now woken up and is starting to see the true cost of Tasmanian farmed salmon.
The response to the salmon crisis are antibiotics. Are you confident in this new antibiotic treatment practice?
The response to the disease that is that was so devastating last year has to be used huge quantities of antibiotics on these farmed salmon. And that's not to make them healthy and better. That's just to keep them alive long enough before they get killed. The new antibiotic that has been approved for this summer is very controversial. It's called Flofenicol, and it has been used in Chile and salmon farms for a long time and has had big impacts on the marine environment. We are seeing here in Tasmania now that the government is recommending that people, if they're concerned about antibiotics, shouldn't fish within 3 kilometres of a fish farm that is being treated, and that's because there can be antibiotics in the wild fish. The fact that they can dump such large quantities in public waterways and let it spread 3 kilometres or maybe even more, we don't know, in public waterways is outrageous.
Do you think consumers are aware of the new antibiotic treatment practices and should there be more education?
As a consumer, you actually would struggle and, in fact, it's really quite hard to know what is in your salmon and where it comes from. For example, salmon from Macquarie Harbour in the west coast of Tasmania is involved with pushing a species to the edge of extinction. But as a consumer, there's no way of knowing that. The same goes for antibiotic use and all the other synthetic dyes and colourings and chemicals that go into this product. As a consumer, there's no way of knowing just how many chemicals have gone into your fish and just how many antibiotics have gone in. And I think it should be right on the front of the label. I think people have a right to know what was used on this fish and what chemicals it has in it. So, yes, I think much further education can be done. But I think supermarkets, both Woolworths, Coles, the big people who are selling this product, have a duty to their customers to make them informed of what's in the product.
What are the impacts of industrial farm salmon?
The impacts of industrial farm salmon are wide-ranging, and we're not alone in Australia, in Tasmania. Wherever industrial salmon farms are around the world, whether that be Chile, Norway, Scotland, Iceland, they have the same environmental impacts. And that's because, if you can imagine, there's up to 100,000 fish at a time in a pen, and all their waste and all the nitrogen and all the extra nutrients from those fish is released into the water. The impacts of farmed salmon are huge wherever they are around the world, not just here in Australia. So whether it's Chile, Norway, Scotland, they have big impacts on the marine environment. And that's because they're factory farms. They have up to 100,000 fish swimming in these pens, releasing all their feces, all the extra nutrients into the waterways. And that causes a myriad of implications, whether that be algal blooms, whether that be low oxygen levels, but they also have an impact on wildlife. We just saw in Tasmania, 4 dolphins got caught in the nets of the pens and died. They shoot seals. And the list goes on and on, but basically it is a factory farming operation with all its pollution going straight into the marine environment.
Are there alternatives to this practice?
There are alternatives to this practice. We do not need to be farming carnivorous fish such as salmon, which is half of the problem because the inputs required are large. You have to use wild fish, krill from Antarctica. All sorts of extra ingredients have to be used to raise the fish. And secondly, it doesn't need to be done in huge open pens in our marine environment. There are options to bring it onto land and elsewhere. But there's also alternatives with our proteins as well, that we don't have to be consuming so much fish, whether that's farmed or wild caught, because the pressures on the ocean are huge. So doing what we can to reduce our intake of fish is also a great solution and alternative to farmed salmon.
Alastair Allen from the Bob Brown Foundation there, speaking with the WISE Roche Fee.